On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, we invite Deborah into the conversation. Joining us at Rosie on the House. Deborah, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I was wondering the name of that tree that grows wild, and you can eat everything, the bark, the leaves. You mentioned it a couple of weeks ago or maybe last week. It had a funny name to it.
A wild tree?
No. And you could eat everything from it.
You could eat the bark.
Yeah, the leaves, the pods, everything.
This is up to you, bud. I missed the last couple of weeks.
Cheryl,
a mesquite tree.
You had a suggestion.
You can eat the beans, and you can make the sap into chewing candy. Is that it?
I don't think that was it.
We talked about citrus, all kinds of unusual citrus, but to eat the bark in the tree?
The bark. Who was that? It wasn't interesting because I remember thinking, oh. Well, Deborah, that is what RosieOnTheHouse.com is for, and I will go through the past shows, listen to the archives, scroll the text, see if there's not some keywords that highlight or spark a memory, because we did talk about mesquite bean harvesting. You'd make flour out of it, and from there you can make tortillas, pancakes. It's the desert mesquite harvester. They actually have one in Tucson that if you bring them your beans, they'll grind it for you. Eating the bark. You know, And it wasn't something that you would eat or that's in any everyday. You know what it was? I can see it. I can see it. It's when we had the edible, the interview from the Valley Permaculture on the phone. And they were having their desert harvesters potluck. There was a tree that they had shredded the bark and ate it. You know what, Deborah? Stay tuned. By the time we hit the top of the hour news break, and I will have that research done for you.
Very good. Very good. All right.
I don't think you'd find that at plantsomething.org, but you can find a lot of other great resources
there. Yeah, I don't think you'll have that, but Valley Permaculture is a part of our Arbor Day celebration as well. So those folks will be out there. You can ask some of them. But plant-something.org is our website to really locate your local garden center where you can go out and find some wonderful things that you may be wanting to put in your landscape and yard at this time of year. Started out in Arizona, we're the founding partner, and we have 21 states there listed. So don't be intimidated by that. Just go ahead and click on Arizona and put in your zip code and you'll find your local garden center where you can go shop.
And just about every garden center has a variety of trees. That's been our primary topic for today with Arbor Day. Only coming up
this Friday.
It's Friday, but the event is Thursday.
The event is Thursday. The actual day is Friday. We don't care when you plan. If you want to do that next Saturday, that's fine with us. But get out there with your kids, because we were talking about the Tour de trees and those mature trees. The only time to get that mature tree in a few years where you can really enjoy the shade and play with it under your kids and that is to plant that tree this week. And then it'll have time to grow up and get mature. And you can reap the benefits of the environmental benefits of that tree, as well as increasing the monetary value of your home. A well-mature landscape can increase the value by up to 15%. So it's something to think about.
It really is. And it's plant-something.org. We appreciate y'all's partnership over the years with Rosie on the House and for being here with us this morning.
Thank you. We appreciate you. I learn a lot every time I'm here. So thanks so much.
One of the things we're going to be talking about later in the show, in the next hour, you were talking about what a tree is worth. We're going to be talking about what is it worth to enhance your yard, both front and backyard. We've actually got what I call the brains of Belgard Paver Company. We've got the Belgard Marketing Director from Atlanta. We've got the Belgard Consumer Marketing Manager from Atlanta. We have a Belgard homeowner from San Francisco. We've got my friend and local sales rep and manager, Mr. Nathan Angel, commercial and residential sales manager for Belgard Paver. He flew in from Las Vegas, just got in last night. So we've rounded up all these brains about how to talk about pavers with you, the Arizona homeowner. Those of you who are regular listeners of the show know I haven't recommended anyone pour a concrete slab in years. What we saw as a trend to pavers, just introducing in the market, and they were kind of a novelty 15, 18 years ago, that trend became a rush to pavers 10 years ago, and I don't know what the market penetration as a percentage is, but as far as pavers versus concrete outside for walkways, for driveways, for patios. Pavers have come to dominate. And I want to share with all of you why that is. If you're contemplating touching your backyard, you've got to stay tuned. We've just spent 2 hours talking about trees. Now, how are we going to enhance the environment for those trees? Maybe it's a beautiful raised planter. Maybe it is a beautiful patio that leads up to that. Maybe it's the fire ring you're going to put out there. Maybe it's the outdoor kitchen you're going to put in shaded by this tree. All of those things we're going to be covering in the 10 o'clock hour with the good folks from Bellegarde Pavers. And it's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to talk, if you've got questions, design questions or product questions about the paver industry, get online right now. I'm very confident the lines are going to fill up early. 1-888-767-4348. It's Rosie on the House. We're going to be here for another hour. Now that we're running 4 hours, we get you started every single Saturday morning. Get your weekend started just right. We've got Romy, we've got Rosie, we've got Jennifer, and we've got you, the Arizona homeowner.
Are you looking out your backyard and thinking,
I know all my friends admire that cracked gray slab on my patio.
We didn't think so. Stay tuned. We've got the experts from Bellegarde Pavers here to help you add some style to your landscape. It's Rosie on the House.